My guest for today will be Mo Hoffman, one of the nation's outstanding authorities on fishing. Mo has promised to give us a few tips on this popular sport. We'll get right to our guest just as soon as we have this important message. Mr. Hoffman, first let me say I spoke with baseball experts, with racing experts, ski experts, and, well, experts on experts, but you happen to be the only fishing expert I've ever interviewed. What exactly are the qualifications for a fishing expert?
Well, Jack, I think that time and study and lots of fishing tend to help make an expert. I don't tend to be the top, but I've done a lot of fishing the past 35 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that always amazes me on this thing, I hear people say that I go out in the water and I catch this and I catch that. Other people in the same area, they can't catch any fish in this area. Is it the way that their line goes in the water or something?
Well, there's a lot of truth in that, Jack. A lot of people today are hustle bustle and don't give the trout a chance to bite. They'll throw a bait in the water and in a good possible area and think that fish that you come up and jump right in their pocket. They've got to work for those fish. Those fish are in their own element, and you're walking within their element. And to approach those fish, they're laying probably heads up into a stream, and we have to lay a bait properly so that it will work down naturally along the bank or along the stream and let old Joe Trout come up and pick it up. Hmm. It's a matter of time and patience.
Well, is fishing one of America's most participating sports?
Jack, from what we've had today, I think we're number three on the list as far as sports are concerned, and there's 25 million people playing with this sport. And the women are getting in there.
Uh-huh.
We've got 7 million people, 7 million women right now, pondering, bouncing all over the place, just want to get along with their old man and have a lot of fun with the kids, too. They don't want to be left home anymore.
How do they put the worm on there?
Well, this is a funny thing for me to say. We found that majority of the manufacturers today are bringing out these rubber baits, so rubber worms and rubber crickets and stuff, and they work 100%. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
So that if the gal is a little squeamish there, she can either use a rubber bait or put a pair of gloves on, a pair of rubber gloves, and handle these baits. Mm. No problem whatsoever.
Mm. Mr. Hoffman, sitting here talking to you has been a most interesting little session for me. I appreciate the fact you've taken the time to come out and talk about fishing in general, and I know that some of our listeners are going to get the bug because of what has been said here today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.